in need of motivation? Are you always slack? Are your kids always running amok? The Youth Forum, here to talk about all your youth needs and helps that you could ever possibly want. Here's Martha.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Youth Focus here. I hope you're having a deadly Wednesday afternoon. I'm Muffa, your host, and I'm so excited about this Youth Hour. It's all about providing information, of services, support available in the community to engage our young people aged 12 to 24. I'm really excited. Even in this hour here in the studio, we have two amazing guests. So I'm going to introduce you to them later on. But first of all, I would like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on Aboriginal land. I recognize the strength, resilience, and the capacity of Aboriginal nation people in this land. I pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and leaders emerging. So stay right tuned, and we'll be right back right after this song.
Treasure each moment with you, knowing it's that feeling I miss when we're apart. The smile on your face, the sound of your laughter, the smell of your hair. Oh, I just can't get enough. Never get enough. Your love is all that I want, all that I need. While you're here, we'll cuddle tonight. Before you leave again, we'll do the best we can to ease the pain when you're away. Brighten my day with your sweet embrace. Your kiss can turn my day right around. You opened my heart, saved me from loneliness. I simply live for you, I only breathe for you. I can't get enough of your love. Your love is all that I want, all that I need. While you're here, we'll cuddle tonight. Before you leave again, we'll do the best we can to ease the pain when you're away from me. That make me feel the way I feel for you. The tiny things you do, your caring ability, oh, your quirks and clumsiness, and your passion and emotion. The only thing I need to say, I'll miss you when you've gone away from me. All that I want, all that I need. While you're
Hello and welcome back to the Youth Focus here. Hope you enjoyed that song. That was Your Love by Danny Banny. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, we do have an invited guest here in the studio. So here with me, I have Tafua and also Nigel. They are both from Forward Forward. Welcome to Youth Focus, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mapa. Yeah, as Mapa was mentioning, my name is Tafua. My surname is Besita. I'm actually a Samoan descent. I've been in Cairns for, 3 years now.
Yeah.
And prior to coming to Australia, back home in New Zealand, used to work for many organisations. With Stopping Violence Services, helping men in prison, doing clinical assessments, giving a mandated government program, but also working with families and also with a lot of the young people.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And it's really excited to have you both here and Nigel as well. As, would you like to introduce yourself briefly? I know you want to be like...
No, sure. So as Martha said, I'm Nigel Logan. I'm actually First Nations from Wanyi tribe. It's up in the Gulf of Carpentaria. We've been, I'm a director here at Forward Forward and one of the founders, and we've seen these gaps in our systems and what we wanted to do is fill the gaps and serve the families, serve this community as best as we can. And the way we do that is we listen.
Yeah.
We have one mouth and two ears for a reason, and we use that.
That's so awesome. The whole Youth Focus is all about empowering youth today for tomorrow's future. And I, with Forward Forward, are you able to just talk a bit about what you guys do and how that looks like and how it will impact the young people in the community? And
Okay. So with Forward Forward, basically, we're an organisation that support disability services, but also deaf services, and majority of our participants, we call them participants, mostly youth.
Yep.
And we deal with a lot across the, in terms of the non-Indigenous and Indigenous.
Yep.
So my role in Forward Forward, I sort of kind of help out and support and organize programs, operations to be able to connect with community. We have a community youth event coming up in September the 16th on a Friday, and this is predominantly want to connect with community in Edmonton, and we focus more on making those connections with family and also young people. My passion, I have a passion for young people, and we've spoken about, you know, my concern is, and this is a stigma. There is a statement with it, and it's a very powerful statement. They say that we need to make sure that the youth of our generation or future generation, what do they have in order for them to become the youth of tomorrow. My concern is the youth of today. Are you ready for the youth of tomorrow? Why I say that, because I mean, there's a lot of crime happening here in Cairns, but right across nationally, even to the point it's global. There's an epidemic, and I read somewhere where it says 42% of the youth population globally is alarming, and read about there's a lot of youth violence right across from age 10 to 29, and I can see that there is an issue here in Cairns alone. So my question would be, our young people today, what are you doing? What is it that you're doing to prove to us that you are the youth for tomorrow? And so therefore we as Forward Forward would come alongside and find some sort of intervention program.
Yeah.
because I know there's a lot of youth there are experiencing a lot of intellectual impairment, diagnosed of, you know, with mental health. That's a big thing.
Yes.
So we would come alongside and coach our young people right across the board to help them to realize, hey, you have a talent, you have a gift, and you have the free will to make a choice, but to make good choices.
That's I guess that's where I was kind of leaning into it, because like a lot of young people, for myself, like, you know, we YouthLink, that we provide housing support for young people, and even only because the young people are homeless, and for various reasons they either like being asked to leave, or the place is not safe enough for them to live in, and they can't go, you know, they can't remain staying in that place, or parents are not presence, you know, their absence from their lives, and many other reasons, various reasons, like mental health, well-being, domestic violence, and all that kind of stuff. Fought forward, you know, it almost feels like it's, you know, it's not a powerful dynamics that add into what the communities has already established, you know, to support these young people for today, for so that it can be the youth for tomorrow. And and I guess the, you know, the community needs to know about you guys. To be really honest, because we can't do what, you know, the people that works in the housing for you, for youth homelessness, we can't really do what you guys do. You guys are positioned to be that dynamite in that area, that mentor them, to help them to see their strength, their abilities, and utilize that as a weapon to bring the good out of them, to be able to make a, you know, formal decision. Because like you say, for like 42%, you know, young people, that increase crime right across, you know, so.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, Martha. Look, when you say what we do, our specialty, you're exactly right. So what we do is just like a computer. A computer has settings when they're built, yeah? The Apple or an iPad, they have settings. It's the same with our youth. Our youth have between the age of 6 and 8 for their settings to be put in play.
Yes.
Now, settings can be changed. You get upgrades on phones and whatnot. It's the same thing with our youth. But that's where our specialty comes in. They're called paradigms. So what we do is we shift the paradigm. We shift the settings so that when they're older and they're becoming an adult, they're able to take these settings and shift them and tweak them to best suit themselves and their families. So that's what Fall Forward does. But that's, you can't just walk in and change some settings.
You're
going to disrupt a lot of people and families. So we've got to do it in a therapeutic approach.
Yes.
We've got to do it in an understanding and listen not only just to our participants, but the whole network, the whole community. And we need to get everyone with their input, because we can't do it together. The community, we all need to do it. We can't just do it ourselves. We got to do it together. That's how we can get the results.
Yeah, and just to add to that, Fall Forward, we're just one. We're just one entity, one organization. But we believe that if we were to work alongside other youth services to collaborate resources, to also be inclusive, that we can do this together. The focus of or our passion would be, we want to come alongside a young person. And as Nigel was saying, you know, changing of those paradigms. As you know and I know, there's a saying that goes, you're a product of your environment. But not just the environment, you're a product of your culture, your family, your environment and education. You know, as a child comes into this world, becomes a person, they start to form their belief system. Okay, and then we're talking about the settings here now. So their settings are actually formed when they were young, out of those four things, education, family, culture, and environment. So if their belief system has been formed and to the point where, like, if they come from an environment, a violent environment, of course the child's going to grow up being violent. But it also becomes, and for many years, those be what they see becomes normal. So it's a learned behavior, but the behavior becomes normal to their eyes, to their own perspective.
Mm.
But not realizing what their behavior is becoming very detrimental to their own lifestyle.
Mm.
Not only if someone comes alongside and say, you know, hey, bro or sis, you realize that what you're doing is inappropriate.
Mm.
They may not realize that. They may not realize that sort of behavior. So fall forward, come alongside, as Nigel was saying, that we want to journey with these. And our expertise in fall forward, the framework would be we build the rapport.
Yeah.
We make the connection to be relational.
Mm.
What's the point if you can't make that connection or rapport or being relational? No way in the world that young person's going to respond to you.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm.
But we come being professional and objective,
yeah,
knowing that we can be their friend,
yeah,
hoping,
yeah,
that the young person will respond.
Mm.
Because we know there's a lot of young people here in Cairns who may not realize who they really are.
Yeah.
Or may not been told that they're special.
Mm. And I guess that's that reflects on their decision making. You know, the wrong decision that they're making in their life, in their journey, is because, like you're saying, many of them don't know who they are, their identity, their culture. You know, they don't even know, have no sense of purpose as well.
Mm.
And for an organization like Fall Forward and, you know, many other youth organizations in the community are being positioned with great visions, you know, that's on fire with people working in those, you know, places to be able to empower them, you know, to see the value within themselves. And I like what you said earlier, Nigel, is about, the family. It takes everyone to make a difference to those young children that you were talking about. In the past few weeks, I was talking, my theme was about the village, about how it takes a village to raise a child. And Cairns is like a village, you know. It's a village, and it's include everyone, individual, no matter what color you are, organizations, businesses, and somehow along the way that we kind of like drift away from that mindset of village. And as a result, there's increased crime and homelessness, mental health in the community, in our target group of young people, because they don't often feel supported, valued, and protected. You know, places that they were meant to be protected, places that were meant to learn how to be themselves, you know, their home, kids aged 6 to 8, you know, parents were meant to be nurturing them, correct, loving them. They're not receiving that anymore, And so, it's such a sad story, but a sad story with a purpose,
That's exactly right. And look, if that's not made up between 6 and 8, before they turn past 8, they're going to get their needs met some other way.
Mm.
So if they haven't had that nurture,
right,
they come into a teenage
year,
14, 15, 16,
they're
going to crave that.
Mm.
So who's going to be there? Usually it's other kids on the street that also haven't got that. So they're just, it's the blind leading the blind, and they're just doing the best that they can.
Yeah.
And that's for us as leaders in this community, put the judgment to the side and start exploring deep inside what's going on inside their hearts, what's going inside their minds.
Mm.
Once we do that, we can find some light switches.
Yeah.
When we find some of that, we can start seeing and how we do it.
Yeah.
That all has to be in a non-judgmental, therapeutic approach.
Mm.
Now, these young people, I'm not saying that they are perfect at all, but what I am saying is they're doing it for a reason.
Yes.
They're talking to us. It may be the wrong way, jumping in a car. 100% it's the wrong way. Or drug abuse or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been taught the words.
Yeah.
Right now, we know the words.
Mm.
We were taught the words. We were taught the tone. We were taught how to stand.
Mm.
You know, we were taught all of that. They weren't. And guess what? Their parents possibly weren't either. Mm. Their grandparents possibly weren't. So it's not about the blame game here at Full Forward. Yeah. It's not about that at all. Mm. Because the more separation we have, the less chance our youth of today will not become our leaders tomorrow.
That's right.
Mm. So we have to get it right as leaders together.
So good. Hey, look, why don't you just stay tuned? We're going to come back with more of Four Forwards right after this song.
Honey, we can put the past in the backseat. You don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to say you're sorry. No, no. Go on and tell me all the things you really want to. Tell me what you're holding on to. Honey, I'm just gonna hold you closer. We don't have to wait for our love to begin when we're already standing out on the runway. Open up your heart and let it catch the wind. Just reach out and take my hand. Nothing in our way. They keep saying time flies. Baby, we're the pilots. We'll be flying wherever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots. We're the pilots. They keep saying time is flying. But baby, we're the pilots. We're arriving whenever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots. Baby, we are the pilots. Baby, we are the pilots. Don't need a ticket to come home when you want to. Cause even when I'm not with you, I'm with you. Sun up, sun down. We don't have to wait for our life to begin. Cause we're already standing out on the runway. Open up your heart and let it catch the wind. Just reach out and take my hand. Nothing in our way. They keep saying time flies. But baby, we're the pilots. And we'll be flying wherever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots. We're the pilots. They keep saying time is flying.
Welcome back to the Youth Focus. Hope you enjoy that song. And yes, we have our special guest here in the studio, Tafua and Nigel from Forward Forward. So earlier was a very interesting conversation around the services of Forward Forward and also the insight into what's happening in our community with young people. And for Nigel, you were talking earlier about, you know, looking into the therapeutic support, you know, for young people. Would you like to talk about
that? Sure.
Yeah.
In terms of the being therapeutic towards our young people, and as I mentioned before, if you've listened earlier on, we would like to come alongside our young people and have that rapport to make that connection, to be relational. That's the first step to a therapeutic pathway. but to come alongside and just to accept the young person as they are, you know. And we really truly believe that when we become their friend, that we're able to help them in their social and emotional. Because a lot of these young people may not know how to regulate their emotions, how to know when they get angry, what is it they need to know in order for them to come to a baseline. You mentioned earlier on sense of purpose. That's a therapeutic in itself.
Yes.
If a young person knows their purpose in life, then they got something to walk towards to. But if they have no purpose, they're like a ship out in the sea with no sail. They don't have no direction. So, and I totally really believe that that's for anybody, not necessarily a young person. If you know your sense of purpose and you know where you're heading, then you've got something to look forward to and to walk towards. We will come along as for forward to help you to be empowered. That's kind of like a, that's another therapeutic pathway where we will come alongside and know the young person, what's your interest, what's your gift, what's your talent, and somehow we will come along and support them in their social and emotional, in their emotional intelligence. We'll help them to know and how to feel and to be valued. Because if a young person doesn't feel valued, you might as well say goodbye.
That's right.
They don't know who they are. They've lost their sense of identity or may have never had the opportunity to know their cultural identity. So that's something that we're very passionate about, coming alongside. And it's not just, as I mentioned, not just a young person, but we go right across the board from as young as 7 to 65 years old.
Yeah, thanks, Tufua. Something else I'd like to share is where full forward the realms that we operate in, the mind that we all have, including our youth, especially our youth, it's a supercomputer of our world. It is the best that's ever been made, and it will probably be the best ever made. So what we do is we understand, the more we understand about the mind, the more we can understand our youth. So there's two main parts of the mind. People may have heard of this, conscious and the subconscious. Whatever you impress through the conscious, so see a circle, split it in half. The top is your conscious. The bottom of the half of the circle is your subconscious. We have to, full forward has to get in to the part of the mind that controls 97% of everyone's activities, daily activities, thought process. And that part of the mind is the subconscious. But you can't get into the subconscious if you don't have what Tufua was saying.
Yeah.
A relationship, a rapport.
Yeah.
They will say colourful words and tell you to leave.
Just send you to another world.
So that's where we get creative. Yeah. We get creative. And we have many hats that we need to take off and put on and change. Yeah. And we've learned.
I guess
that
that's
over the years.
Joy of working with young people in the community, eh? You just gotta have to wear so many hats. Because you just gotta focus on one hat. It is massive break.
Exactly right. And then if one doesn't fit.
And it's not only for ourselves, but also for the young person as well, you know? So it's love how you talk about the mind.
Let me give you a scenario, okay?
Yeah.
You're sitting on a couch and you're watching a scary movie.
Yes.
You know, it could be anything to do with ghost or a shark or something, right? A documentary. Now, when you're sitting there on the couch, without even realizing, say if a shark's coming up underneath the water, your tips of your fingers start sweating, okay? And your heart rate starts going up. Now, you didn't consciously think, okay, now I want my tips to sweat and my heart rate.
Yeah.
That happens on a subconscious level. So your subconscious actually doesn't know the difference between reality and make-believe. Mm. It doesn't know. So when your eyes are consciously watching that TV, your subconscious mind heart rate goes up because it doesn't know that it's just a TV. But what keeps you on the couch and not screaming and yelling at everyone that there's a shark in the lounge room is your conscious mind that keeps you on the couch and interested in it. That's the way that we live every single day of our lives. Our subconscious mind controls the way that we put our clothes on, what hand we use to put the blinker on, brush our teeth, what if it's a left foot, right foot, we put our socks and shoes on. We don't consciously think, all right, today it's Wednesday, I've got to put my left shoe on first. No, it happens naturally. So that's where fall forward goes. We go deep sea diving into the subconscious mind, and that's where we set up a nice warm fire. We put on the billy, have some cup of tea, some biscuits, and we just make ourselves comfortable there, make them feel like this is a safe place, like you mentioned earlier. This is a safe place, and that's when the magic starts.
It's so good.
We know there's a lot of work. We're not naive to certain challenges with young people. Therefore, you know, we look at this and it may be a crisis for a young person to find out who they really are. It may be a crisis to the fact that I didn't care about life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a crisis in itself. They've lost all hope, purpose, whatever. Or unable to think about that. You know, with mental health, it's big. But, you know, but to become innovative with such programs, intervention programs, you know, just thinking outside the box, to think about how do we give our young people an opportunity? And it may look like, you know, give them some sort of opportunity or platform. Maybe going into the schools and talk to the principals about, hey, there's a lot of young people here. You know, you've got a massive school. And therefore, maybe how can we support your school to keep your attendance high? Could it be that we can come along and maybe provide a platform or program or an opportunity where you get masses of young people come together? The theme would be to work towards an event is what makes you, the theme could be the youth of today. Are you the youth of tomorrow? Because if there's so much crime happening and so much issues going with our young people today, are we confident enough to say they are youth for tomorrow? So going back to the idea of maybe provide some sort of platform opportunity for the schools, many schools here in Cairns, to give the be creative. Say, how about we have this for 3 months? For 3 months where the schools can come together. But the criteria would be the young person would have to lead to come up or prompt ideas or be innovative of how can we share a message to our people today, to the locals today. What message can we give to our local or communities today to say we are the youth of tomorrow? If so, then come up with some sort of creative message. It could be in a form of a rap, could be in a form of a dance group or creative expression, any sort of expression to let us know to share your message. And you're allowed to have certain, maybe a month or so, just to come up with an idea to really give us that message. And in the end of 3 months, bring all the schools together.
Yeah.
And invite your families to come along to an event where the young people are actually taking control of their thoughts to help us to believe that you are the youth of tomorrow. I don't know. There's just an idea that, you know, and again, you know, Full Forward is not. We want to collaborate with a lot of the services out there and understanding there are a lot of services out there.
Yeah.
Mm. But the funding is another challenge.
So who funds Forward Forward?
So our participants and their families, they get their funding from the NDIS, National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Yes.
So they get it through the NDIS, which is government funded. And then with that funding that they've been granted, they then go to service providers, and Fall Forward is one of many service providers. And like Tafua said, we like to work with the community. You know, we have some participants that are also with child safety.
Yes.
So we have to go, hey, can we sit down? Let's have a yarn about this young person.
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys do so that we can come in and not confuse the young person that we do it this way and then we do another one this way when they go back to their residential care home. It's so confusing. If we're not talking, then the one that's going to miss out the most is our young person. So that's why it's so important for us all, the leaders of this community, to get on board. And Fall Forward, we don't look at colour, we don't look at age, we don't look at anything but the actual person themselves. And just because we've had experience over here or over here doesn't mean we know what's going on for that person, because we're all made unique for a reason, and each person is different. So we need to listen to each story, and we need to listen to each family.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome that Forward Forward would receive an unlimited fund where it allows you guys to serve, you know, to provide support to all youth across, you know, not just to NDIS clients, but to basically to all youth, the non-NDIS or, you know, clients as well. That would be really, really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that would be really awesome if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, if that could happen, we have a great team of staff. We have you know, certain individuals with their expertise, youth event, you know, organizing all these events where, you know, the families, the local, would benefit having to see your child up there on stage. It's. I sort of anticipate what it looked like and imagine, wow, this could be something. This could be something there where a lot of the other youth services can come along and we can collaborate resources and share the responsibilities.
So sorry, Nigel, were you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just adding to that, I just wanted to give credit to the parents and the family members who have come out and reached out to Fall Forward already, or other service providers, because it isn't easy to come up against a world that we're already living in, but one when your child has been diagnosed with a disability.
Yes.
So the parents out there,
so it's got a lot in them to do that.
Oh, yeah, it does, and that's a great sign as a parent to putting their child's needs ahead of everyone and everything else, and it's not an easy thing to do. But just out there, you parents, thank you, thank you for doing it, because your children are also part of our community, and we say our children. It's all of us, you know. And a lot of the parents, what they say is, we ask them, tell us what you want. And a lot of them, 99% of them, say, I want to make sure my child's okay if something were to ever happen to me. And that's that's Fall Forward's job, mm-hmm. is to help get these children ready for the next stage of their life. God forbid something does happen to the parents, but we need to be
set them up.
We need to be real, and our job is to do ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
We would love to do ourselves out of a job. Will it happen in this generation? Will it happen in this lifetime? Probably not. Maybe the next one? Probably not. But it doesn't stop us from trying.
Yes.
And that's why we're here. We play the long game. We're here for the long run. And once we, our children, our kids, our youth know that, then that's where we can go in. That's our doorway. We're not meant to be isolated. There's a reason why prison, you get put in isolation. There's a reason why time out, it is torture.
Yes.
And our kids may not know the words, but us humans, we all need to be connected.
Yes.
Whether it's to each other, whether it's to the land, whether it's to the ocean, we need connection. And that's where we come in.
That's awesome. Wonderful. Hey, look, why don't you stay right, Jen, and you can catch up right after this song for, just give you, and Forward Forward will give you details how you can reach them. And if you do have a client in mind, so stay right tuned, and I will be right back right after this song.
And the world this is Shawnee Chilbert, and you're listening to BBM Radio on 98.7, one of the hottest, so the coolest, funky, freshest, funky, fresh, dressing on press ready radio, rocking radio stations of all time. And when I'm in Cairns, this is all I like to listen to. 98.7.
Hello, and welcome back to the Youth Focus. Hope you enjoyed that song. And yes, we have our guest here, Nigel and Tafua from Forward Forward. We've had some really interesting conversation today around support, therapeutic support for young people, and also to empowering our youth, our community as well. So for Tafua and Nigel, so good to have you guys here. Do you want to just wrap it up with some details on how you can be contacted if our listeners or anyone's listening that want to get in touch with you guys, how they can go about, and also want to talk a little bit about the events that you have coming up in September that will be really awesome as well.
Yeah, thanks, Muffa. We just want to say thank you very much for this opportunity. It is a privilege and honour for Nigel and myself to be here. We represent a professional team of staff. Unfortunately, Marissa couldn't make it, but maybe some other time in the near future that we will come together. But, you know, we're Fall Forward. We have a motto, is fall forward, to grow is to fall forward.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say that, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all make mistakes.
That's right.
I myself, we make many mistakes.
Mm. Definitely.
I understand that we have our flaws and imperfections.
Mm.
But you know what? There has to be a time where we have to recognize.
Mm.
In order for us to move forward, yeah, it requires a lot of teaching and a lot of unlearning of bad habits and to relearn of good habits. So, you know, as Fall Forward, we really believe that it's the building of rapport, making the connection, being relational, mm-hmm. in order for us to come alongside and to coach of all people, not just the young people, but just to help people to realize, hey, you can make a good choice.
Mm.
If you're not going to make a good choice, well, I mean, that all goes back to, you know, their own choice and their free will.
Yeah,
definitely. And look, I'd just like to land on this, okay? Like Tafua said, we all make mistakes. We all fall. Long as we fall forward, long as we learn from our mistakes.
Mm.
See, what determines a woman, what determines a man, isn't the mistake.
Mm.
It's what you do after the mistake. It's how you rectify that. And how you learn from it. That is what determines a person, especially our youth.
Mm.
So thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
For anybody who's listening, you can check out our website, fullforwardqrd.com.au. We have a website up and running. You can Google, and our contact details are there. You can email or contact us via phone. And, you know, we can make change, or we can sort of make those connections from that point.
Wonderful. And Nigel and Tafua, thank you so much for coming into Youth Focus today and be part of the show today. It's been absolutely a privilege having you both here. And love your fire, love your passion, and love your team that you both have. And it's really, really awesome. We'll love to have you guys back here at least once every 2 weeks or once a month.
Yeah, sure.
And I not only young people benefit from the talk today, and I have no doubt that also parents and caregivers and the community as a whole are also being impacted by the conversation that we had on the show today. So wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey guys, hope you enjoy our guest to you today, and hope you are doing really well. Take on the information that's been provided and share with your families and friends and community as well. Do reach out to Fall Forward if you have any participant in mind that will benefit from their support, and even just share it with friends and families and community too as well. Share across your organization too as well. Look, stay deadly, and you can catch me here again, same day, same station, same time, the best ever, 98.7 FM.
Thank you.